welcome to an evening of area high school basketball here on KMEM on this Friday night. We start out with the girls' consolation finals between Scotland County and La Plata, and tonight's game is being brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors. They include the Community Bank of Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Jay's Foods in Memphis, Mayberry Farm and Truck Accessories, Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions in Memphis, the People's Bank, Wauconda, Canton, and Cahoka, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, the Farm Shop in Edina, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. And now, let's take you down to Shelbyville, Missouri, for tonight's play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Well, thank you, Dave, and welcome everybody to the 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. It is a girls' consolation final. The La Plata Lady Bulldogs coming in with a record of 10-8, taking on the Scotland County Lady Tigers. They are 5-8. And taking a look at the starting lineup, first four, La Plata. It'll be Ashlyn Lewis, a freshman. Lane Mack, a freshman. Audrey Belfield, a senior. Whitney Snow, a junior. And Miley Morris, a freshman. So Ashlyn Lewis, Lane Mack, Audrey Belfield, Whitney Snow, and Miley Morris. Again, the Lady Bulldog candidate and coached by Nathan Simler. For Charlotte County, Paige Bishop, a sophomore. Clint Hamlin, a sophomore. Lynn Aylward, a senior. Abby Doster, a senior. And Carly Smith, a junior. Paige Bishop, Quinn Hamlin, Lynn Aylward, Abby Doster, and Carly Smith. 5-8 are the Lady Tigers, coached by Corey Schultz. And we're set to play basketball in this girls' consolation game from the North Shelby Tournament, as Abby Doster will jump center against Miley Morris, the freshman from La Plata. As 8 minutes on the clock, the official throws the ball up, and tip is controlled by Scotland County. Quinn Hamlin will bring it across the timeline, gives the ball to Bishop on the right wing. Bishop to the high post to Doster. Doster turns, puts up a 15-footer, got it. Very calmly, Abby Doster put that in. Pressure by Scotland County. With the basketball, Lane Mack. Mack brings it across the timeline, gets it out to Ashlyn Lewis, almost lost it at the timeline. Back to Mack on the right wing. Kicks it out to Whitney Snow, top of the key. Now to Belfield on the left wing. Three on the way by Lane Mack, no good, and Aylward comes out with the rebound. Gets it to Bishop. Bishop will bring it across the timeline, top of the key. High post, it goes to Doster. On a give and go, it goes to Aylward. Hamlin puts it up and in. Nice play by the Lady Tigers. She drew the foul. Basket will count, and the foul is going to be on Lane Mack. So Quinn Hamlin will be at the line, try to complete the three-point play. Shots on the way, left it short, and Mack comes off the rebound. Mack in a hurry down the far sideline, pulls up on the right block in the double team, looks for somebody. Now she's tied up by Bishop, and alternating possession stays with the Lady Bulldogs. So they will inbound underneath their own basket. Whitney Snow will trigger. Snow looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody, gets to Morris on the right block, kicks it back out to Lewis at the top of the key. Lewis dribbles around to the right wing, dumps it off to Mack on the right side of the circle. To Snow, right side of the circle. To Lewis. Lewis now gives it to Belfield. Belfield will try a three off the right wing, no good. Off of the rebound, Whitney Snow. She puts a shot at and got it. Snow has 2 points. It's 4-2. Lady Tigers will lead the basketball. Here comes Paige Bishop. She takes it right at Morris. Knocks Miley Morris down, and they're going to call a foul on Miley Morris. So Morris picks up the foul. That's her first. Paige Bishop will go to the line to shoot two shots, and Coach Simler wondered about that call as Bishop hit the first free throw. So Paige has 1-5-2 with the early lead. Scotland County with the lead. That's Paige Bishop. 2-1, looking for two, and got it. 2 points to Paige Bishop. Little pressure by again by Scotland County. As in the backcourt, is Ashlyn Lewis. Lewis takes it to the left wing, gives it to Belfield on the left wing. Now Snow has it between the two circles. Snow hands it back to Lewis. Lewis has it between the two circles. Darwin County in a 2-3 zone. Belfield on the left wing. Now the left side of the circle to Snow at the top of the key. Snow to the right lane and walks with it. She tried to get it in to Miley Lewis. It's Miley Lewis, the freshman, is 6 foot tall. So here comes Bishop. Gets it over to Glenn Aylward. Back to Bishop. Bishop brings it across the timeline. Dumps it inside. Shot's put up and missed by Carly Smith. Man, out with the rebound. Comes Lewis. Lewis flies down the far sideline in the left, the right corner. Kicks it back out to Mack on the right wing. Back to Lewis. Lewis gives it to Snow between the two circles. Back to Lewis between the two circles. 6-2, Scotland County early lead. Now Miley Morris at the high post. Kicks it out on the right wing to Mack. She'll try a three. High arching shot. Bullseye. 6-5, Scotland County with a lead. 3 points from Mack, and now Aylward throws it to Hamlin. Goes right through Hamlin's hands and out of bounds. So Snow will inbound to Lewis. Lewis picked up about three-quarter court by Paige Bishop. As Lewis, still between the two circles at the high post to Morris. Morris gives it to Snow between the two circles. Snow, ball high to her head, hands the ball back off to Lewis. Punched out of her hand and out of bounds by Paige Bishop. So the player will inbound in front of the Scotland County bench. Whitney Snow will trigger. Trying to get a lot of feet out of the way, not that very out of bounds area in this gymnasium. But Snow gets it in to Lewis. Now, bad pass as she tried to find Morris, threw it over her head, taken by Bishop to Hamlin. Back to Bishop. Bishop at the top of the key, still with the dribble around his pick set by Doster, but up the 15-footer, no good. And Belford off the rebound. Belford will bring it across the timeline, gets it ahead to Snow between the two circles. Snow beyond the arc, bounce pass high post to Morris. Morris looks for somebody to move. Now Mack has it on the right wing. Morris on the right baseline in a double team. And she's tied up by Clint Hamlin. As now Charlie Holland will check in. Carly Smith will set down for the Lady Tigers. As Bryn Aylward gets it into Bishop. Ahead it goes to Hamlin. Hamlin across the top of the key. Holland, three-pointer out of the corner. Filth an air ball. Out with it comes Snow. Snow in a hurry. Brings it across the timeline to the Lady Bulldogs. To the right wing. Down a double team. Kicks it back out to Mack. And a fight for the ball. And Hamlin comes away with it. Gets it to Bishop. Bishop cut off on the right baseline, but she'll try the 15-footer, airballed it. And Snow comes off the rebound. That's Whitney Snow. Has it between the two circles. 3:30 left to play in the first quarter. Hands it to Lewis. Lewis sees an opening. Takes it right at Doster. Put up the shot. It looked like Abby had a lot of ball. But still call a foul on Abby Doster, and that's her first. As to the line, Ashlyn Lewis. Lewis looks for her first points of the ball game. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. 6-5, Scotland County with the lead. As Lewis, that's for a second free throw. On the way, no good. And Doster comes off the rebound. Gets it to Bishop. Here come the Lady Tigers up by one. Bishop brings it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Gives it to Hamlin on the right wing beyond the arc. Now in the right corner to Bishop. Bishop, kind of a give and go inside to Doster. She missed the shot. Hamlin comes out with it. They call a jump ball. Alternating possession goes back to La Plata. 3:07 left to play in the first quarter. As Lewis with the basketball guarded by Paige Bishop. Brings it across the timeline. Dumps it off in the right corner to Mack. To the right wing. Look for somebody to throw it to. Guarded by Hamlin. Gets it inside to Snow. Snow puts it up. No good. But the rebound, Ashland Lewis puts it up and in. So Lewis has two. And it's a one-point LaPlata lead. Here comes Hamlin with the ball in the backcourt. Guarded by Lewis. Off the timeline to Holland on the left wing. Hamlin between the two circles to Bishop. Bishop bounce pass to Hamlin on the right wing beyond the arc. Bounce pass to Bishop in the right corner beyond the arc. One dribble gets it inside to Doster. Doster almost pushed clear out of bounds. And then Hamlin had to save the ball in, and it does. Right to Lewis. To Belfour on the left wing. On the left lane, it goes to Whitney Snow. Puts up the shot, missed it. Doesn't do the foul. The foul's going to be, I think, on Ren Aylward. Well, let's wait and see. Oh, nope, going to be on Charlie Holland. So Holland picks up her first foul. Snow at the line. First shot, pinballs in and out, no good. As Snow has 2 points, looking for three. Now Morris checks out for LaPlata, and in comes Macy Davidson. Next shot by Snow up, got it. 3 points for Whitney Snow, 2 points. LaPlata lead. 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Paige Bishop with the basketball gets across the timeline to Hamlin. Hamlin dribbles off her foot and picked up by Mack. Mack gives it to Lewis. Lewis backs off in the right corner, gets it inside to Snow. Puts up the shot blocked by Holland. Snow gets it back, get it out to Belford, to Davidson. And now Mack, a high arching three, bullseye. Mack's second three of the ball game. I'm going to see 11-6. LaPlata with the lead. 1:30 left to play in the ball game. As they give it to Holland in the left corner. Now Hamlin, a running 10-footer, dances on the rim and got it. Here comes Lewis in a hurry. Lewis around the top of the key, gives it to Mack on the right side of the circle. Snow at the top of the key. Snow puts up the shot, missed it, and Aylward off the rebound. A minute left to play in the first quarter. Bishop walks it across the timeline. Bishop bounce past to Doster on the right wing inside the arc. Now she'll try the 15-footer, missed it, and Ashlyn Lewis comes off the rebound down the far sideline as she stepped out of bounds. And I think so. As Davidson checks back out, Morris checks in, Snow checks out. Well, Davidson's going to stay in, and Davidson's going to inbound the basketball. She gets it into Lewis. Lewis will be walking across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. And just as I said that, ball stolen away by Aylward. Gets it ahead to Holland. Holland kicks it back to Aylward. On the right wing beyond the arc. Now 14-footer by Bishop. No good. Belford comes off the rebound. They call it jump ball. Alternating position, Scotland County, is Emma Harvey in for Scotland County. That's Aylward underneath it on the basket to inbound. Gets it to Emma Harvey. Put the shot up. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. Emma Harvey has 2 points. As Emma Harvey at the line tried to complete the three-point play, Rachel Case gets set to check in. She does check in, and Davidson checks out for the Lady Bulldogs. So Emma Harvey with two, looking for three. Shots up and pinballs in and out, no good. Quinn Hamlin saves it inbound. Now she dribbles it around the top of the key to Holland on the right wing. Top of the key to Hamlin. Ren Aylward wide open, three on the way, no good. Skips across the rim, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll be able to play the basketball with 7 seconds left to play in the first quarter. 11-10, LaPlata with the lead. Case on the near sideline gets it in to Lewis. As Lewis, better hurry. Down to 1 second. A prayer at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. LaPlata 11. Scotland County 10. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports. It's all about you. It's all about you.
People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahoka, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At the 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. As we start the second quarter, girls consolation game, we'll play with the basketball leading 11-10. And now, I can't see a number of Belfort is cut off on the right baseline, so away by Hamlin. Hamlin to the house, lays it up, got it. 6 points for Quinn Hamlin. Back to a 1 point Tiger lead. Lane back. Across the timeline. Mack will dribble between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Scotland. Lewis has it between the two circles. Lewis guarded by Bishop. Gives the ball to Belfield on the right wing. Mack at the top of the key. Belfield gets it inside to Morris. Kicks it back out to Lewis. Free throw line. Shot on the way. No good. And Doster comes off the rebound. Waits for the defense to clear, then hands it to Bishop. As Bishop will bring it across the timeline, around the pick set by Doster. Whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be on Ashley Lewis, and that's her first. And now Morris checks out. Davidson checks back in for the Lady Bulldogs. Also, Case will check out, and Whitney Snow checks back in. So Bishop on the near sideline will inbound. Bishop looks for somebody, finds Aylward in the right corner inside the Doster. Puts it up, got it. Abby Doster with four, give Aylward the assist. 14-11, Scotland with the lead. Here comes Lewis, and Lewis walks with it. Lewis, a freshman, just at that time a little bit out of control. So Quinn Hamlin will inbound to Bishop. Bishop will walk it across the timeline, guarded by Lewis. Around the pick set by Doster, pick and roll, and Doster lost the ball, now picks it back up, shot it, no good. And Charlie Hamlin with the rebound, she'll fan back out the left corner to Hamlin on the deep left wing. Now Doster dotted line, kicks it out to Aylward for three on the way, no good. Aylward, well, that was Bishop got the rebound. She fans out between the two circles. Bishop, whistle and a foul, I think it's going to be on Paige Bishop. I think it's offensive foul. Nope. Moving pick, I'd say. As I wait for the scoreboard, that's the second foul on Abby Doster. So there, here comes Belfield. Down on the right block. They tried to get it to her. The pass was slapped out of bounds. And now Brent Aylward will check out, and Smith checks back in. Davidson underneath throwing basket. Tried to get it from Morris. It'll whistle and a foul. Foul maybe on Quinn Hamlin. And it will be. So Quinn Hamlin picks up the foul. That's her first. 15 foul against Collin County. Davidson again underneath throwing basket. Gets it to Mack. Tries a three. No good. Rebound tipped around, and out with it comes Charlie Holland. Holland gives the ball to Hamlin on the left wing. Back to Bishop between the two circles. Bishop, Doster to high post, kicks it out on the left wing to Hamlin. Hamlin tried to pass past to Doster, stolen away by Davidson, puts up the shot, missed it. I think Hamlin got a piece of it, and Doster off of the rebound. Abby Doster gives it to Paige Bishop. Bishop will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Lewis. Left side of the circle to Doster, right side of the circle to Smith. Smith bounced past to Holland on the left side of the circle. Holland looks for somebody, out pops Hamlin between the two circles. Hamlin gives the ball to Bishop. Bishop dumps it inside to Doster, lays it up and got it. 6 points for Abby Doster. 5 points, Collin County lead, 16-11. Lewis brings it across the timeline to Mac in the left corner, now dribbles to the left wing. Gets it back out to Belfield. Bullseye! Three-pointer by Audrey Belfield. 16-14, Scotland with the lead. Here comes Bishop down the near sideline. Hangs on to the ball, goes right to the basket, throws it up and got it. 4 points for Paige Bishop. 4 point, Scotland County lead. LaPlata with the basketball is Lewis. We'll bring it across the timeline. Morris at the dotted line. Giving the old back to Bishop. Put up a shot to Lewis. And Bishop picked up the foul. So Paige Bishop has her first foul of the ball game. 16 foul. Well, they've got her. They've got her for two. I missed one somewhere. As his first shot up, got it. That's by Ashley Lewis. She has three. It's a 3 points. Collin County lead. Abby Doster will check out. Brent Aylward will check in. And Lewis has three, looking for four. Shot up, no good. And rebound, Brent Aylward. Gets it to Bishop. Paige Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Bishop between the two circles, around a pick set by Aylward. Bounce pass to Holland in the right corner. Now three by Bishop on the way. No good. A whistle, a foul. The foul's going down. Charlie Holland over the back. The official, yep, Charlie Holland does pick up the foul. That's her second 17 foul against Collin County, and to the line, shooting 1-1 will go to LaPlata. And it will be Audrey Belfield. So Belfield has 3 points, looking for four. 4-1 left to play in the first half. Girls' consolation game from the North Shelby Tournament. Belfield eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And off the rebound, Paige Bishop. As Bishop will bring the ball across the timeline. Bishop between the two circles to Holland. High post on the right side of the circle to Aylward. Inside to Hammond. Puts up the shot, partially blocked. And out with the loose ball comes Morris. Morris to Belfield. Now Lewis has it between the two circles. Makes it to the right wing. Trying to hand it off to Mac, and Mac couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to the Lady Tigers. Gwen Hamlin to Paige Bishop. And Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Holland has it on the right wing beyond the arc. Now Bishop cut off on the right baseline. Picks up the dribble, looks for somebody, gets it back out to Aylward. Passed up to three to Holland. In the left corner, Hamlin for three, airballed it. But Bishop comes away with it. And a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Audrey Belfield, and that's her first. That'll be the fifth team foul against LaPlata. So Bishop will inbound underneath her own basket, slaps the ball, looks for somebody, gets it out to Smith, puts up a little 10-footer, no good. But the rebound, Paige Bishop puts it up, back up an inch, she has six. Back to a 5 point, Scotland lead, 20-15. It's Lewis down the left lane. Kicks off in the left corner to Belfield. Now to Lewis at the high post to Morris. Back to Belfield on the left wing. Kicks it out to Snow between the two circles. Snow sees an opening. Takes it down the right lane. Lost it. Picks it back up. And a whistle or a foul against Collin County. Either Aylward or Carly Smith. Looks like she's going to be Carly Smith. Picks up the foul. That's her first. And Whitney Snow will be at the line. She has three, looking for four. 2:43 left to play in the first half. First shot by Snow up, no good. And Hamlin comes out with a rebound. So Quinn Hamlin will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Bishop on the left wing. Bishop takes it into the paint, throws up the shot. It goes down, it counts, and she fouled. Paige Bishop has 8 points, and the foul going to be on 35 would be Miley Morris, and that's her second. Carly Smith will check out. Lily Frederick will check in for Scotland County. Lewis checks out. Davidson checks back in. Morris checks out. And I'll have to wait to see who checked in. Bishop shot up, got it. 9 points from Paige Bishop. 23-15, Scotland the lead, Frazier by Scotland. As they get the ball down to Davidson, puts up the shot, missed it, and Frederick did the foul. So Lily Frederick drew her first foul as Hannah Mitchell came in full of plate. But at the line will be Macy Davidson looking for her first points of the game. 2:28 left to play in the first half. Shot up, pinballs, they're out, no good. Still an 8-point Scotland County lead, their biggest lead of the ball game, 23-15. It's Davidson. Her second free throw on the way, got it. 1 point for Davidson, 23-16. Paige Bishop across the timeline, gets it to Frederick on the right wing. Back to Bishop. Bishop takes it to the top of the key. Bishop has it between the two circles. Guarded by Davidson, takes it to the hoop, goes up the shot, missed it. And off of the rebound, Kane Mitchell. Nope, it was Mack. She falls down. They call her for the travel. It'll be Scotland County basketball. It's Aylward underneath her own basket. Aylward looks for somebody. Gets it to Hamlin. Puts up the shot, missed it. Aylward set up a shot, rejected by Whitney Snow. Goes out of bounds. So, again, Bryn Aylward will inbound underneath her own basket. Aylward slaps it. Now looks for somebody to throw it to. Bounce past to Frederick. Stolen away by LaFreda, but stolen right back by Paige Bishop. Under 2 minutes left to play in the half. Bishop breaks it across the timeline, guarded by Davidson. Dribble drive off the right wing, put up a shot, missed it. And the foul's going to be on Whitney Snow, I believe. Wait. And it will be. So Whitney Snow picks up the first foul. Paige Bishop will be at the line to shoot a pair. She has 9, looking for 10. Shots up, missed it. So Bishop is still 9, looking for 10. Second shot on the way. Pinballs in and out, no good. Davidson off the rebound, full of plate. To Belfield. Belfield across the timeline, the top of the key, gives it to Snow between the two circles. Snow hands it off to Mitchell on the right wing. Now back to Snow on the right wing. Give and go to Mitchell. That's slapped out of bounds by Charlie Holland. It'll be able to play the basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket as Davidson will trigger. Davidson looks for somebody. Gets it out to Snow. She'll try a 15-footer. No good. And Quinn Hamlin off the rebound. Hamlin gives it back to Bishop. As Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Bishop, right side of the circle to Aylward, a little 10-footer, airballed it. And rebound kicked out of bounds by Mitchell. So Aylward will inbound underneath her own basket. Then Aylward slaps the ball, said, let's go. Looks for somebody. Kicks it back out to Holland on the right wing. Aylward gets it underneath to Hamlin. Puts up the shot. Got it. That's 8 points for Quinn Hamlin. And now LaPlata wants a timeout. 1:08 left to play in the first half. It's Collin County 25. LaPlata 16, back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Setting aside money for an emergency is a smart move. Expensive car repairs, job loss, or unforeseen medical expenses can present financial challenges. Community Bank of Memphis encourages you to set aside some money for that rainy day. Invest in a savings account or short-term CD so your money is available when you need it. When you bank with us, your money is safe. Each depositor is FDIC insured to $250,000. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who are making a difference, who get out there and take action, who prove every day that they are so much more than a color. Here's to the people who are more than pink. Act. Donate. Get involved at Komen.org/morethanpink.
Back at North Shelby. The plate is trying to get the ball in bounds. Full court pressure by Scotland County. And Davidson passes, slapped out of bounds. He'll try it again. Guarded by Quinn Hamlin. Gets the ball in to two-lane Mack. And Mack will bring it across the timeline. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Finds Belfield in the center circle. Belfield looks for somebody. Now puts the ball on the floor. Guarded by Holland. To Mack on the right wing. Mack gets the ball to Davidson, top of the key. On the left wing, Mitchell, inside to give it to Snow, turn around, 10-foot jumper, no good. And Lily Frederick off the rebound. Frederick will give it to Bishop. Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Bishop gives it to Aylward on the right side of the circle. Aylward gives it now Holland, and Holland walks with it. And Charlie Mewitt. So turnover, Scotland County. Pressure again by the Lady Tigers. Davidson in front of the plate bench. We'll try to inbound. She gets it in to Mitchell. That's the foot race. Mitchell against Holland. Put up a shot and missed it. And we're off the rebound to Holland. To Hamlin. Bounce past the Bishop with 17 seconds. Bishop to the right wing still with a dribble. Bishop takes it to a hoop. Puts up the shot off glass. No good. Holland with the rebound. Aylward three-pointer, top of the key, no good. And Mitchell comes off the rebound. Mitchell gives it to Belfield. And now they couldn't get a shot off, and that's into the first half. With the score, Scotland County 25, LaPlata 16. Back in 2 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly 3 decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
Welcome back, everybody. 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scotland County Lady Tiger Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the girls' consolation game, and Scotland County leading will play them 25-16. Take a look at the first half scoring. First of all, Scotland County, Paige Bishop with 9, Quinn Hamlin with 8, Abby Doster with 6, and Emma Harvey with 2. For La Plata, Ashley Lewis with 3 points, Lane Mack with 6, Macy Davidson with 1, Audrey Belfield with 3, and Whitney Snow with 3. La Plata led 11-10 after one quarter. Scotland County has outscored. We'll play the 15-5 in the second quarter. And lead here at halftime, 25-16. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Everything under one roof. Wouldn't that be great if you could shop that way for your agricultural needs? You can with Nutrien Ag Solutions, Bloomfield, Iowa. From seed to fertilizer, from crop protection to GPS precision, variable speed application, reliable, dependable. Call today at Nutrien Ag Solutions, your complete A to Z agronomic professionals at 641-664-1045. Nutrien Ag Solutions is your one-stop ag center.
Show off your school pride today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri offers school mascot debit cards at their 7 convenient locations: Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. So when you use that debit card, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri will give back to your favorite school. Free online banking, bill pay, and mobile deposit. Free Android and iPhone apps available. Sign up today at ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Niebuhr's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Niebuhr's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast. Our internet and telephone services are reliable. And most importantly, Niebuhr is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Niebuhr's providing it. Learn more at www.niebuhr.net. Niebuhr wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected
New Year. Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 24 tonight under mainly cloudy skies. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. Overcast. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Snow likely. Lows level off around 27. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 35.
Welcome back, everybody, to the North Shelby Tournament, 34th annual North Shelby Tournament. We're at halftime, the girls' consolation game. And Scotland County leading, well, played it, 25-16. Coming up next, it's the boys' consolation game. It'll be Scotland County taking on Knox County. We'll have that one for you on KMM. Then the third game of the night, girls' third-place game, that'll be Scotland County and Cairo. We'll have that one for you on KMM. Then the boys' third-place game, nice North Shelby and Cairo. Then tomorrow, we'll have the boys' championship game for you. Tomorrow night at 7:30. That's at Scotland County. Well, let me find it out. South Shelby and Scotland County. And the girls' championship game is 6 o'clock. Won't have that for you on cam, and that's going to be South Shelby and Cairo. So, a basketball tonight, then one of the two games tomorrow night, boys' championship game at 7:30. 25-16, Charlotte County up by 9 back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Hi, this is Corbin Blessing, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, Administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our family and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Sam is Smart About Money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money at samican.org.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds. With Sam, I can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit samican.org.
Welcome back, everybody. 34th annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. Again, we're at halftime, the girls' consolation game. Charlotte County up by 9, 25-16 over La Plata. As both teams on the floor, the officials are back on the floor. And I look for the buzzer to go off in about 53 seconds. And a lot of times this week, as there goes the Plata girls back, Coach Simler, and Charlotte County girls headed back to their bench. So they may just knock off this last 30, put 8 minutes on the clock, and go. As this tournament, unlike a lot of tournaments, first three nights, they have been running anywhere from 35 to 45 minutes ahead. A lot of times, and when you're playing four games a night, you're 30 to 45 minutes behind. But this has ran very, very smoothly. No really long, what I would call boring basketball games. They've gotten on the floor, played. The officials have let them play. And a very, very well-run tournament. So La Plata girls back on the floor. And it's going to be Scotland County basketball to start the third quarter. As Paige Bishop will trigger. Bishop gets the ball into Aylward in the left corner. Back to Bishop on the left wing. Dribbles out between the two circles. Back to Aylward on the left wing beyond the arc. Gets it out to Hamlin, top of the key, now running 15-footer off the heel of the rim. No good. Dostner with the rebound. Now Hamlin tried to put up the shot, missed it, but she drew the foul. Foul may be on Miley Morris. Hamlin at the line. Her shot up, no good. And it was on Morris. So that's her second. I had her for three, but and Hamlin has eight, looking for nine, missed it. But the rebound, Abby Doster puts it back up at him, and she has eight. 27-16, Scotland with the lead. Lewis across the timeline takes it right down the right block, but up a shot blocked by Doster, and loose ball picked up by Hamlin. Hamlin will bring it across the timeline. Hamlin gives it to Bishop, bounce back to Hamlin on the right wing. Skips it to the left wing to Aylward. In the left corner, Bishop. It's Bishop. One dribble. Mouse fast back to Hamlin. Top of the key. Carly Smith on the right wing. Aylward on the right wing. Hamlin back to Aylward. She'll try a three. Airballed it. And out with it comes Mack. As Mack takes it right at Bishop. And a foul. Whistle. A foul. A foul is going to be on Paige Bishop. And that is her third. So three fouls on Bishop. That's the first team foul of the second half against Scotland County. La Plata has one. As Mack underneath the wrong basket will inbound. Mack looks for somebody. Still looks. Gets it out to Lewis on the right wing. Mack in the right corner. Mack dribbles out to the top of the key. Now back off between the two circles. Bounce pass to Lewis. Lewis on the right side of the circle to Mack for three. On the way, no good. Rebound off Snow. Mack gets it back. Lewis between the two circles. As Lewis to the left side of the circle. Now Belfield thought about the three, didn't take it. Back to Snow, top of the key. Snow backs in Doster. Lost the ball, picks it back up on the right baseline. Snow stepped on the end line, and it'll go back to Scotland County. So Hamlin will inbound to Bishop. As Bishop We'll bring it across the timeline. Dribbles into a double team, dribbles out of it. Now back to the right wing. Picks up a dribble. Looks for somebody, bounce past to Doster, right side of the circle to Carly Smith, the three, no good. Doster with a rebound, puts it back up and in. 10 points for Abby Doster. 29-16, Scotland with the lead. Here comes Lewis across the timeline, guarded by Hamlin. Down the near sideline, lost the handle on the basketball, and it goes out of bounds. Scotland gets it back as Hamlin will inbound to Bishop. As Bishop dribbles into a double team, now out of it, gets it inside to Doster. Doster kicks it back out to Hamlin. Hamlin running 10-footer, missed it. And Doster off the rebound. No, that was Aylward. No, Carly Smith. And Morris falls on Smith. And the foul is going to be on Miley Morris, I think, and it will be. That's your third. So three fouls on Miley Morris as Lewis will check out. Miley Morris will check out. Into the ball game will come Cameron Rice. And Davidson checks back in. Now Hamlin got the ball in the right corner and walked with it. Full court pressure by Scotland County. Snow tried to get it down to Davidson. Pass slapped out of bounds by Bishop. We'll play the little inbound on the far sideline as Davidson will trigger. Davidson looks for somebody. Ball high above her head. Still looks. Now gets it out to Snow. Snow brings it back out between the two circles. She's guarded by Aylward to Belfield. Between the two circles, guarded by Smith. Belfield takes it to the left side of the circle. Now Davidson, left side of the circle. Snow at the top of the key. Snow takes it down the right lane, pulls up, kicks it back out to Davidson on the right wing. Around the top of the key to Mack. Three-pointer on the way out of the left corner. In and out, no good. Hamlin comes off the rebound. As Hamlin will take it to the hoop, put up a shot blocked by Snow. Mack comes away with it. Snow has it. The whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Quinn Hamlin. That's her second. Okay, they got Morris right. Finally showed four fouls for her. So Miley Morris on the bench with four fouls for LaPlata. Belfield brings it across the timeline to Cameron Rice at the high post. Looks for somebody. Gives it to Cameron. Cameron walked with it, but Boyce shot the layup. 29-16, Charlotte County the lead. 4:26 left to play in the third quarter. Bishop picked up by Davidson, dribbles into a double team on the far sideline. And Charlotte County wants a timeout. So Corey Schultz wants to talk it over. 4:19 left to play in the third quarter. And it's Charlotte County 29. We'll play the 16 back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Start the new year off-road with a new Polaris Ranger from Slayton Polaris. Right now, get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. With an unmatched combination of power, comfort, convenience, and strength, the Ranger XP 1000 finishes the biggest jobs, rides the toughest trails, and outlasts the longest days. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Welcome back, everybody, to North Shelley as Abby Doster put up a shot and missed it. But the rebound knocked out of bounds by LaPlata as Ren Aylward will inbound. Bishop for three on the way. The color of the two stood on the line, and that's 11 points for Paige Bishop. 31-16, Scotland the lead as Belfield. Gets the ball to the high post, and they kick it back. Kick it down to Snow, and Snow walked with it. So Scotland County again on the little plate of turnover. Bishop inbounds to Hamlin, back to Bishop. Bishop brings across the timeline, gives it to Doster on the right wing. Back to Bishop. Bishop, right side of the circle with a dribble, and draws the double team, kicks it out to Charlie Holland on the right wing now in the right corner. Holland tried to kick it back to Hamlin, and it's going away by Davidson, picked up by Mack to the right wing. Now Rice at the top of the key. Davidson walked with it again. That was obvious to everybody in Shelby County that she walked. She took two full steps before she put the ball on the floor. So 3:27 left to play in the third quarter, 31-16. Scotland County with a lead in the basketball. Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Hamlin. Hamlin will take it to the hoop, lace it up. Missed it, but she drew the foul. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. We are number 20. That would be Whitney Snow. That's the second foul on Snow. Hamlin's first shot up, got it. 9 points for Quinn Hamlin. Now Davidson checks out, and Izzy Joyce will check in. Hamlin's second free throw, got them both. She has 10. 33-16. Belfield gives it to Mack on the right wing. Mack brings it out between the two circles to Snow at the top of the key. Now the right wing, the right side of the circle. Snow to Belfield. Belfield, top of the key to Snow between the two circles. That's where they're playing. And they finally get the ball in. Rice puts up the shot, missed it right in front of the basket. Hamlin comes away with it. Quinn Hamlin will walk it across the timeline, bounce past the Bishop, the left wing to Holland. Holland with a couple of dribbles, bounce past to Hamlin between the two circles. Hayward on the right wing. Now Bishop for three. Pinball's in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, and now Willie comes back. Lane Mack across the timeline, the right side of the circle beyond the arc to Snow. Snow to the high post to Cameron Rice. Rice kicks it back out on the right wing to Mack. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now Joyce around the top of the key. Kicks out to Snow on the right wing. Snow, little drive into the basket. Kicks it back out to Joyce on the left wing. Belfield down the left lane. Tried to hand the ball to Rice. Battled away but picked up by Belfield in the left corner. To Snow and tried to Rice. Kicks it out the right corner to Mack. Well, that was Joyce to Mack, drives the baseline, put up a shot, missed it, but drew the foul. And the foul, as I see it, will be on Abby Doster. That's her third. So Mack at the line to shoot two. First one's good. 7 points for Lane Mack. Emma Harvey will check in, and Abby Doster will check out for the Lady Tigers. Also, Joyce checks out, and I didn't caught up with who's checked in. Next shot, pinballs in and out, no good. Rebound comes off to Hamlin. Lewis checked in. Give it to Aylward on the right wing now. Bishop on the right wing. Give and go back to Hamlin. Off glass, missed it. An offensive foul. Who are we going to call this on? They may call it a moving pick on Emma Harvey, and they do. So Emma Harvey picks up her first foul. Pressure by Scotland County. 1:29 left to play in the third quarter. 33-17. Lady Tigers will lead. Lewis out of the double team gets it to Mack. Across the timeline to Joyce. Joyce takes it right at Harvey, puts up a shot and missed it. Rebound comes off to Rice. They put back, no good, but she drew a foul. Let's see who it's going to be. It's going to be, I think, on Emma Harvey. That's her second. That's Cameron Rice at the line. First shot up, missed it. Cameron Rice looks for her first points of the ball game. 1:17 left to play in the third quarter. Rice eyes it, fires it, missed it. And Emma Harvey comes off the rebound. Gets it out to Paige Bishop. Bishop will run it across the timeline, bounce pass to Aylward on the right wing inside to Bishop on the right block. And now Hamlin for three. Bullseye. From the top of the key, Quinn Hamlin has 13 points. 36-17 as Frazier by Colin Kelly. Snow gets it in to Lewis. Lewis dribbles through a double team. And somebody's going to get a foul. Well, I thought they were. Evidently not. Goes out of bounds. And last touch was Colin Kelly. So Whitney Snow will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it in backcourt to Lewis. Lewis will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Bishop. Lewis with the left hand to the left-hand side of the circle. They try to get it inside to Rice. Ball's loose on the floor. Now jump ball, alternating possession, stays with a little play-up. 35 seconds left to play in the third quarter. The play-up will inbound underneath their own basket. Joyce will trigger. Izzy Joyce gets it to Mack. Quick three on the way, no good. Samuel Harvey off the rebound. Gets it to Bishop. Paige Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Joyce. Holland on the right wing. Back to Bishop, top of the key. Bishop one dribble, gets it down to Hamlin on the left baseline. Hamlin double dribbled it. So turnover, Scotland County gives it back to Lopleta with 13 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Pressure by Scotland County. Whitney Snow to inbound. Snow looks for somebody. Now, the 5 second call. Nice defense by Scotland County. Hey, Lady Tiger basketball out of bounds underneath the own basket. Abby Doster will check in. And Emma Harvey will set down. So Aylward will inbound. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it to Holland. On the left baseline, Holland stops, pops, and can. Got it. 2 points for Charlie Holland. Again, Snow gets it in to Lewis. And that's into the third quarter with the score. Scotland County 38. We'll play to 17 back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and sheets make cleaning look easy.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
8 minutes left to play in girls' consolation game. Scotland County leading will play to 38-17. Scotland with the basketball. As Bishop tried to get it in to Smith, stolen away by Lewis. Lewis put up the shot, missed it, but she was fouled. And I think, yep, she was fouled by Paige Bishop, and that's four on Bishop. So four fouls on Paige Bishop. Bishop's going to come out. Charlie Holland will check back in. And Snow will inbound underneath their own basket. Snow gets it in to Lewis, puts up the shot, got it. Actually, Lewis has 5 points. Scotland County Hill will play the 1 point in the third quarter. Hamlin in a double team. Gets to try to get it back out to Doster. Stolen away by Rice. Rice just sits there. Finally, she was tied up, alternating possession back to Lopleta. Whitney Snow will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Lane Mack. Mack will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing, inside the arc. Still with a dribble. Backs off beyond the arc, guarded by Quinn Hamlin. And Hamlin poked the ball out of her hand and out of bounds. So Whitney Snow will inbound on the near sideline, guarded by Bryn Aylward. Snow looks for somebody. Still looks. Now she gets it out to Izzy Joyce. Joyce down among the trees, lost the ball, stolen away by Hamlin. Quinn Hamlin will bring it across the timeline. Hamlin has it to the right wing. Bounce pass on the right baseline to Doster. Lost it, stolen away by Lane Mack, and a whistle and a foul. So the foul is going to be on Hamlin, and that's her third. So three fouls on Quinn Hamlin. Davidson will check back in for La Plata. Izzy Joyce will check out. 17 foul against Scotland County. That will send Lane Mack to the line. She'll shoot a pair. She has seven, looking for eight. 7:10 left to play in the ball game. 38-19, Scotland County with the lead as Mack eyes it. High Archie shot, no good. Abby Doster off the rebound. Doster gets it ahead to Holland. Holland will bring it across the timeline. Bounce fast to Aylward on the left wing. Inside it goes to Holland. Put up a shot, missed it. But it was blocked. But Hamlin gets it, brings it out to the left wing. Holland top of the key. Smith on the give and go back to Holland. Tried to put up a shot, blocked again. And here comes Lewis. Takes it to the hoop, lays it up. It goes down. It counts as he fouled. And Holland will pick up the foul. That's her third. So Ashlyn Lewis with 7 points, trying to complete the three-point play. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And off of the rebound, Bryn Aylward. Aylward gets it out to Holland. Charlie Holland across the timeline. Looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Aylward on the left wing. Bounce pass back to Holland, and Roy Schultz wants a timeout. 6:30 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 38, we'll play to 21 back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Everyone is talking about healthcare these days. America spends twice that of other developed countries on our healthcare system, yet our health ranks near the bottom. How can we stop spending so much and getting so little? Shifting to a system based on primary care can help fix the problem. Patients with a primary care doctor live longer, healthier lives and are less likely to suffer from cancer, heart disease, or stroke. Primary care that is comprehensive and coordinated also saves money. Patients who have a primary care doctor spend 30% less on healthcare than patients who don't. States with a high number of primary care doctors have lower healthcare costs and higher quality care. Primary care can help make America healthy again. To learn more about the benefits of primary care, visit www.healthisprimary.org. This message is brought to you by America's Family Physicians.
Welcome back, everybody. 34th annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament as Hamlin inbounds to Aylward. Hamlin gets it back, puts up the shot, missed it, and Whitney Snow comes off the rebound. And Snow will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County hands it off to Lewis. As Lewis takes it down the right lane, puts up the shot, blocked by Doster. And loose ball is picked up by Aylward. They give it to Hamlin. It's Hamlin, bounce pass to Charlie Holland, high post to Doster. Hamlin will try another three, airballed it, and out with it comes Lane Mack. Takes it down to the left wing. Now she'll take it right at Doster. Whistle and a foul. Foul was on the floor, so I think she'll be on Charlie Holland, and it will be. So Charlie Holland just picked up her fourth personal foul. Into the ball game will come Miley Moore. She plays with fourth foul. Charlie Holland will check out. And Paige Bishop comes back in. And that's a wide Lane Mack. First shot up. Pinballs in and out and goes back in. So that's 8 points for Lane Mack. 5:51 left to play in the ball game. 38-22. Scotland County with the lead is Mack. With eight, looking for nine. Shots up and got it. 9 points for Lane Mack, 38-23. It's Paige Bishop with the basketball to Bryn Aylward. Now Hamlin will take it right at Morris. Put up a shot. missed it, but she drew the foul. And that's a foul on Morris, and that's her fifth. So Miley Morris just checked out of the ball, fouled out of the ball there. I think they, yep. First of all, they let Hamlin shoot the free throw, and Morris doesn't realize she's fouled out. Now that one of the officials tells her she fouled out, so the scoreboard just a little bit slow, maybe. Because she's still on the line. Well, there was a two-shot foul. Anyway, I guess it didn't make any difference. As Belfield will check in. And Hamlin with 9, looking for 10, got it. Or 13, maybe. Yeah, 13. She got 14 now. 39-23. Play by Charlotte County. Here comes Lewis in a hurry. Fans back out on the left wing. Still with the look across the free throw line to Mack. Mack will take it right at Doster. Puts it up the shot. Blocked by Doster. That's going to call a foul on Abby. So Abby Doster just picks up her fourth foul. 5:29 left to play in the game. 39-23. Holland with 4. Doster with 4. And Bishop with 4. Shots on the way. Got it. So Lane Mack with 10 points. 39-24. 15 points. Scotland County lead. As Mack eyes it, fires it, and got it. 11 points for Lane Mack. And now Davidson threw a shoe. So we have to wait till she gets her shoe back on. Now we're ready. Little pressure by La Plata. Aylward gets it into Doster. Back to Paige Bishop. Bishop kicks it over to Hamlin on the right wing. Doster between the two circles to Bishop. Aylward gets it back inside to Bishop. Almost lost it. Bishop runs it down between the two circles. Bishop to the right wing. Bounce pass to Hamlin in the right corner. Tried to get it into Doster. Lost it. Picked up by Smith. Gets it back to Bishop. There's now Bishop to the top of the key. Bounce fast to Hamlin on the right wing. Brings it out between the two circles. Tried to bounce fast to Aylward. Lost it. Picked up by Smith to Hamlin. Hamlin falls down. Gets it to Smith. And we're going to call the travel on Quinn Hamlin. Whoop. Somebody called a timeout. 4:48 left to play in the ball game. Collin County 39, La Plata 25. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
SmartAboutMoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, SmartAboutMoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
SmartAboutMoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Back at North Shelby High School, Scotland County with the basketball. Paige Bishop, mouth pass to Smith on the right wing. Bishop on the right wing. Dribble drive into the paint, try to dump it off to Doster. Off Doster's hands and out of bounds. I think Abby Doster was thanking Paige Bishop to take that shot. So inbounds comes to Belfield. To Snow. Snow flies across the timeline, gets it down to Davidson. Missed a wide open bunny. Rebound is loose on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. We'll come back to Scotland County. 4:22 left to play in the ball game. Girls' consolation game from the North Shelby tournament. Doster against Pleasure. Gets it ahead to Holland. Charlie Holland to the right wing. Except the dribble. Bounce past Doster between the two circles. Now Bishop. Bishop between the two circles. Still with the dribble. Takes it down in the paint. A running 10-footer. It goes down. It counts and she fouls. Paige Bishop with 13 points. And we'll see who the foul's going to be on. As it's going to be on Lane Max. As Bishop missed the free throw. With the rebound, Doster put it back up. It went down. And the foul's going to be on Whitney Snow. So that's 12 points for Doster. And that's the third foul on Whitney Snow. So Abby Doster will be at the line. She has 12, looking for 13. Shot on the way. Got it. 13 points for Abby Doster. 44-25. Scotland will lead. 4 minutes left to play in the game. Snow flies across the timeline. Gets it to the right wing. Now between the two circles. So Davidson on the left wing. Davidson back to Snow. Snow takes it down the deep right lane and walks with it. So it'll be Brene Award inbound against Frazier. 1-2-2 zone pressed by La Plata. Hamlin brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Award on the left wing. Hall in the left corner inside to Doster. Lost it. And here comes Lane back. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. And hauling off of the rebound to Paige Bishop. That's Bishop across the timeline to Holland on the right wing. Holland one dribble, bounce fast back to Bishop, back to Holland. In the right corner, Aylward. Back to Holland. Inside he goes to Hamlin, and Hamlin is hammered. Ball's down. She'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1. The foul's going to be on Ashley Lewis, and that's her second. So Quinn Hamlin with 14 points, looking for 15. Shot up, got it. 15 for Quinn Hamlin. 20 points, Collin County lead, 3:14 up to play. Hamlin's second free throw, no good. But Hamlin gets her own rebound back, gets it out to Bishop. Bishop between the two circles. Bishop to the right wing, gets it to Holland. Holland tried to get it inside the Doster, bounce pass right to Belfield. Here comes La Plata. Lewis takes it down in the right corner, now brings it back out top of the key to Davidson on the left wing. Davidson back to Lewis. It's Lewis. Started by Hamlin. Now we have a whistle and a foul. Foul against Collin County. It's going to be on Hamlin. That's her fourth. So four fouls on Quinn Hamlin. That's the 10th team foul, so two shots for Lewis. Shot first one up, got it, no. That's Ashlyn Lewis. So Charlie Holland will check out. Lewis. Seven looking for eight, no good. And the rebound tipped out of bounds and last touch by Whitney Snow. 2:44 left to play in the ball game. As Piper Thompson in the ball game, as Paige Bishop in the backcourt gets across the timeline to Doster between the two circles. Then Aylward will step into a three off the right wing. No good. Hamlin comes off the rebound on the left wing. Brings it out between the two circles to Bishop. Back to Aylward on the right wing. Back to Bishop on the right wing. Bishop gives it back to Hamlin. Left wing Thompson. Doster on the left baseline. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Whitney Snow. And it will be. So that's four fouls on Whitney Snow. Abby Doster will go to the line. She'll shoot two shots. So Doster with 13 looking for 14. Isaac fires it, got it. 14 points for Abby Doster. 46-25, Scotland County with a lead. 2:13 left to play in the ball game. Doster, 14 looking for 15 and missed it. But Glenn Hale, we're off the rebound. Gets it back out to Thompson on the right wing. To Hamlin, back to Thompson. Now Bishop has it between the two circles. Thompson on the right wing. Thompson dribbles a couple of dribbles, and she's tied up by Belfield. Alternating possession on jump ball goes back to the plate up. 2 minutes left to play. Now Charlotte County backs off the press. Aylward will check out, and Emma Harvey will check back in. Here comes Lewis to the left side of the circle. The snow, the right side of the circle, puts up the shot, missed it. But due to the foul, the foul's going to be on Emma Harvey, and that's her third. So three fouls on Emma Harvey. Whitney Snow will go to the line. She has 3 points, looking for four. 1:49 left to play. First one by Snow up, no good. Now Lily King will check in, as Weiss will check out for the Lady Bulldogs. The Snow. Three, looking for four. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 4 points for Whitney Snow. In the ball game will come Rachel Case, Brasher, Viola Plata. Hamlin will inbound to Harvey. Harvey gets it out over to Thompson. Thompson gets it to Keely Brown. Now Hamlin around the top of the key. We get it to Thompson right corner. Kicks it back out to Fontana Wells. Then inside goes to Hamlin, and Hamlin double dribbled it. As in will come Lily Frederick. Out will go Quinn Hamlin. 1:33 left to play in the game. Lewis across the timeline. Mack from 15. Got it. Out of the right corner. Last 13 points for Lane Mack. Across the timeline will come Lily Frederick. Frederick gives it to Keely Brown. Now Harvey in the left corner. Keely Brown in, down in the paint, tried to get it back out to Harvey. Off of Emma's hands and out of bounds. It'll play the basketball. Lily King gives it to Lewis. Lewis takes it down the paint, puts up the shot, missed it. Do the foul as she's picking on Emma Harvey. Foul's going to be on Harvey, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Emma Harvey. And to the line, I think Lewis will go again. So Ashley Lewis has 7, looking for 8. Shot up and no good. 57 seconds left to play. Scotland County ladies are going to take home the consolation trophy. As Lewis, 7, looking for 8. Shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and now with it comes Keely Brown. Brown gives it to Frederick. Frederick had the ball punched away, and Ashley Lewis will pick up the foul. That's her third. Frederick will shoot a 1-1. 46-28. 18 points, Collin County lead. As Frederick eyes it, fires it, high arcing shot, no good. I don't know whether it hit the rim or not. It barely did. Evidently not. They give it right back to La Plata as Lewis will bring it across the timeline. Lewis down the right lane, kicks it out to Mack on the right wing. Now the right lane. They kick it back out to King. Now Lewis. Lewis gets it to King on the right wing. King takes it right at Emma Harvey, and Emma just took the ball away from King. She gives it back to Keely Brown. Brown across the timeline to Frederick, and Frederick had the ball taken out of her hands by Lewis to the glass, missed it, and Keely Brown off the rebound. Down to 13 seconds. As Brown probably will just try to dribble it out, but she lost the dribble as it was picked up by Rachel Case and it was knocked out of bounds by Fontana Wells. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the end of the ball game. What's the final score? Scotland County 46 and La Plata 28. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KLM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Look up and live. When using ladders, don't overlook safety. Dozens of people are killed each year when ladders contact overhead power lines. Take note of electrical lines before you tackle your DIY project. Carry ladders and other long equipment horizontally and stay at least 10 feet away from power lines. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? People born during these years are five times more likely to have hepatitis C, but most people don't know they are infected. So even if you try to eat right, exercise, and take care of yourself, you can still have hepatitis C, a serious liver disease that often has no symptoms. In fact, people can live with hepatitis C for decades without feeling or looking sick. But over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage, liver failure, or even liver cancer. Getting tested is the only way to know if you're infected with hepatitis C. That's why the CDC recommends everyone born from 1945 to 1965 get a blood test for hepatitis C. Treatments are available that can cure this disease. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Welcome back, everybody. 34th annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's a final as the Scholar County ladies win their sixth game of the year, plus the consolation trophy by defeating La Plata 46-28. They can look at scoring first for Scholar County. Paige Bishop with 13 points, Quinn Hamlin with 15, Charlie Holland with 2, Abby Doster with 14, Emma Harvey with 2. For La Plata, Ashlyn Lewis with 7 points, Lane Mack with 13, Macy Davidson with 1, Audrey Belfield with 3, and Whitney Snow with 4. La Plata led 11-10 after one quarter. Scotland outscored the Lady Bulldogs 15-5 in the second quarter. Scotland led 25-16 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland outscored La Plata 13-1. Scotland led 38-17 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, La Plata outscored Scotland 9-8. But Scotland wins at 46-28. Scotland County girls 6-8. La Plata 8-11. And all coming up, it's the boys' consolation game. Scotland County, Knox County, and I'll be back with that one, Dave, in about 6 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Thank you, Donnie. And tonight's game has been brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors. They include the Community Bank of Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. By the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Jay's Foods in Memphis, Mayberry Farms and Truck Accessories north of Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, the Farm Shop in Edina, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. Right now we're at 5:53, our current temperature of 33 degrees, and we're going to have more basketball for you coming up next on KMEM Sports.